Preface. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10, an expert in religious law asked Jesus the question, "Who is my neighbor?" attempting to set limits on love and hospitality. Rather than establishing limits, Jesus expanded them. When offering information in the public domain, it is always a struggle with boundaries. Publishers often ask a question similar to the initial query of that parable. Who is your audience? Whom do you hope to reach? In wrestling with boundaries, I was reminded of a story that assisted me greatly. In a church not far from here and close to everywhere, inclement weather forced the cancellation of a regular Wednesday night Bible study. Three people showed up anyway: a pastor, a young minister, and a lay member. The pastor was already at the church. The young minister and the lay member lived nearby but did not get the word concerning the cancellation. Already there, they decided to go ahead with Bible study. After a while, their concerns drifted from the lesson text to personal ministry issues. All three were anxious about their effectiveness in proclaiming biblical truths as they interacted with congregations, small groups, and individuals. Though different in their level of training and ministry experience, they had one thing in common: an expressed desire to be more effective in reaching people with biblical truths. The pastor, seminary trained, wanted to pray more but simply could not find the time. He suffered from a normal ministry malady, a too busy schedule. The young minister, though lacking formal training, maintained a committed prayer life, a fact well known throughout the church. He had recently petitioned God about a personal need for a more systematic approach to proclamation and preparation for prayer. The lay member was a fairly new convert. Already witnessing one-on-one, this lay member's zeal and speaking ability were producing numerous opportunities to address small groups and church congregations. Also lacking formal training and having recently committed to a stronger prayer life, this lay member queried the two ministers for advice. "What I need is a practical, simple understanding of proclamation and prayer." The systematic pastor, impassioned, prayerful minister, and talented practical lay member made a pact to meet regularly and learn from one another. Their pact had an immediate impact on them as well as the congregations, groups, and individuals they served and encountered. At one time or another, many of us have been one or all three of the above individuals: too busy to pray, untrained and in need of structure, or zealous, requiring direction. This book will address these all too common concerns by answering the questions: how do I satisfy the longing for a more committed prayer life? Are there practical, systematic approaches to sermon, proclamation, preparation? What can I do to understand my gifts and effectively unleash my zeal with knowledge? So then, who is my audience and whom do I hope to reach? I want to reach the trained and the untrained, the seasoned and the novice, clergy and laity. This work is produced that all might experience, and at the very least, bear witness to the igniting of prayer's passion and power in us.